Hi guys, hi, how are you? Welcome to another episode of the Unspoken Podcast. Yay, guys, my energy is so low. You have to pardon me for today. I am exhausted, but I have to do this, but I'm exhausted. But I hope you guys are well. I am fine. I'm just exhausted. But yeah, welcome to another episode of the Unspoken Podcast. This is episode 77, road to 100. Episodes. I can see it. I can see it. I can see the vision. We're almost there. But yeah, that's why I'm just recording this even though I'm so tired. But anyway, guys, this is episode 77. Welcome. And how have you guys been? This is a Sunday episode. I'm recording this literally on Sunday at like my obvious weird hours. And I've had a long week, bro. Yeah. I have had like a really hectic week, you guys. When I started this thing about what's your unspoken story, the series, yo, I didn't know it was going to be this hectic, this tiresome. It's going to need a lot of work, yo. I'm like, who sent me? Like, no, Lini Tuma, but yo. So this week I traveled to shoot the Unspoken Story episodes. You guys, I'm so excited. You guys, are you even ready? You guys aren't ready. You guys aren't ready for Unspoken Story, the series. So this week I officially traveled to, not, I traveled officially to record my first episodes. My intention was just to record one episode. That's because the person who applied was just like, the person who confirmed the availability to record the episode was just one person. The other people, the rest who applied, were not available yet. So I traveled with the intention, in my mind I knew I was going to record one episode. Bro, tell me, I got there and just things, a lot of things happened and I ended up recording five episodes, bro. I'm not complaining, obviously. I'm just so happy. Like, things just happened the way they were supposed to happen, because I ended up meeting some people and they ended up having some awesome stories that you guys, like some inspiring stories. Like, I can't wait for you guys to listen to that, to those stories. I have like five episodes ready. So you guys, next week officially on Wednesday, the first episode of What's Your Unspoken Story drops. Are you ready? Drum rolls, please. Are you ready? You guys ain't ready. But it needs a lot of work, you guys. I just need the strength, because it requires a lot of editing. It's just like, no one prepared me. You guys didn't tell me. You didn't prepare me that. Like, you didn't tell me that doing a series is this hectic. But yeah, I already started. But I'm not complaining. I'm just like, I'm so excited for what's ahead, and I hope these stories are as impactful as I want them to be. I hope they do what they're supposed to do. So yeah, anyway, that's what's up. I had a long week, but Sunday is finally here and I'm just like, yo, just I need to rest. Where's my bed? I am so tired. But just being on the road, by the way, speaking of that, by the way, if you have a story and you're still scared, guys, submit your story. And I don't know why when I say what's your unspoken story, someone just thinks of something sad. It doesn't have to be that. There are different stories. Like, what's your story? This is just a platform for me. This is just a platform that I'm giving guys to just tell their stories on their own narrative. Tell your stories on your own terms. That's just it. When I say what's your unspoken story, that's what I mean. I want you to tell your story on your own terms. It doesn't have to be like something sad, something I don't know what. No, this is just a platform for you to tell your story on your own terms. It's your narrative. Tell it on your own terms. Anyway, I was saying while on the road, like doing all this project, I have learned a lot and it has given me an opportunity to like view life in like different ways. Yeah, I've been able to like view life in a different way, like how people are living. Like, I've learned a lot, by the way. Just this 1 week being on the road, I've learned a lot. And by the way, so if you haven't subscribed to my YouTube, you are missing out, because now I'm starting a series on Unspoken on the Road, because I have to document this. I have to document it. I cannot not document this. I have to, because a lot is happening on the road, you guys. Even when I even start telling you how I got to record these other four stories that I didn't even plan to record, you're gonna laugh. It's a long story. I met a lot of people, and then things happen, and they're like, oh, it's a lot. So that's why I'm currently starting the I want to shoot the behind the scenes and upload it on YouTube. I just want to cover I want to cover it. It's like nice stories. It's a journey. Unspoken on the Road. I'm dubbing it Unspoken on the Road now. The series for the behind the scenes Unspoken on the Road. It's just me taking you guys behind the scenes, me being on the road and chasing these stories. I like it. It's giving BBC. It's giving BBC World Eye, is it? Or it's giving those shows for CNN. That's what it's giving, and I like it. But I'm super excited, man. It's been a long journey. It's been a long journey to think that I was always doubting myself about this series. I was like, who was even interested? Like, I was thinking, who's even going to be interested in coming on the pod and telling their story? But guys are actually interested, and thank you to each and every one of you who is submitting their story, their application to tell their story. Super proud of you guys. And keep submitting. Encourage your friends, encourage your family, encourage your circle. Anyway, yesterday, let me say, this episode is just a recap of this week, because this week has been that week. I am exhausted. You can even tell from my voice. This is not my energy. I'm always here like so bubbly and shouting. But today, I was even dozing off before I just picked up this microphone. I was like, if I don't record this episode today, and today is Sunday, I won't have any time. So I was even dozing off literally, because it's like 2 a.m. to 35 a.m. So yeah, it has taken a lot of energy for me to record this today, but yeah. So it's just been a hectic week. Yesterday I went to attend an event for Three Men Army. Yeah, shout out to Three Men Army. I love them. I love the content. I love the podcast. So they were having like a live experience for their podcast. It was called Broke Not Poor. And I think that's the first like podcast live experience I have attended in Kenya. Like I've ever even attended. That was the first. And yeah, it was exciting, and it was so fun. My gosh, it was fun. And they sold out, you guys. Like the hall was full. What the heck? Like, and then I was like, but anyway, they have fans. But they really inspired me, and it really intrigued me. Me being there, it really intrigued something. They inspired me. I was like, okay, so all these people came from wherever they came from, and they came to support you guys. They just came for you three. They just came to see you, and they came to support you. That's how they love your content. That's how they fuck with you guys. That is insane. That is so beautiful. Like, you create something, like for a creative, you create something and people love it to the point that they show up when you do something, they show up for you. Damn. I was like, I want this for myself. I also want this. Like, you create something, you know, there's something about just being passionate about something and putting it out there for the world, and then the world like reciprocates. Like it gives you that energy. The world like loves what you're putting out there, and then they respond, they show up for you. I love that. That yesterday was like, it was so inspiring. Like the hall was full and people were like singing there. Oh, that's community. I was like, me, I want this for Unspoken. I was like, is Unspoken even ever gonna get to that point? I was like, am I ever gonna be on that stage? And then I see people and then I host my own event, and then I'm on stage, and then people actually come to my event. It's intense. It's easy. Even if 50 people come to my event, I'm like, okay, so all of you people believe in me? And then them, like, over 2,000 people were there.
Ah, that was so inspiring. I was like, I want this for Unspoken. One day, that's my dream. I want this for Unspoken. I want to be in a room full of speakers, full of people who listen and they love what I do. When that ever happens, I'll come back and say, I tell you guys, Mama, I made it. But yesterday was so beautiful. I met Mic Check Podcast. Oh my gosh. Okay. I'm literally leaving my, I'm healing my, should I say inner, it's not actually inner, I'm just healing my artistic hunger. I don't know, something like that. I don't know the right one, but yesterday I met Mic Check. Shout out to Chuxi. Shout out to Mariah. Shout out to Mwas. Oh, they're so kind. Like, wow. I was so happy to meet. I was like, oh my gosh, I can't believe I'm meeting this people there. I love their podcast. Ah, yesterday was like, I ticked things off my back. I was just happy. I even took my time to attend that event. And those people like really made me believe they made me believe that dreams actually do come true, man. They actually do come true. You just have to believe that you're worthy of your dreams. You just have to believe that you're worthy of success. You're worthy of fulfilling your dreams. And that's why that's what inspired like this today's topic. Like, do you ever feel like you're worthy of success, or do you believe like success is just for other people, not you? Do you ever feel that? Because I have felt that. Even yesterday, I was like, I felt like I'm not worthy. Like me, I'm not even worthy to be on that stage. Like those people, I'm not even worthy to be on that stage. Like Trimenami, and then the crowd, and there's a crowd watching me. I felt like I'm not worthy. Like I was even asking myself, what if you get a chance to be on that stage? What are you gonna say? Who's even gonna come to watch you? Who's gonna come to listen to what you have to say? I felt imposter syndrome. I felt like I am not even worthy of that, of even having a show like that. And then it got me thinking, I am worthy. We are worthy. You are worthy. We're all worthy of success, man. It's not like success is just meant for other people. We all are meant for success. We all are meant to be successful. Actually, me, I always believe like God created each and everyone of us on this earth with a purpose, and we cannot leave this earth without fulfilling that purpose. And I believe like God didn't create us to suffer. Like God didn't create like other people to just to fulfill their dreams and then other people not to fulfill their dreams. No, I don't think God is just, yeah. I feel like that. Honestly, that's what I think. So, you are worthy. Don't stop even and think for a second that you are not. Like, you're not even meant to fulfill your dreams. Like, other people are just meant to. What do you know? Talk a block. Everybody go block. Relax. You are worthy. You are worthy. So, that got me thinking, like, feel deserving. Feel deserving of your dreams. Don't just even think, like, okay, anyway, me, I'm just a normal person. Why would I even dream of having, of doing something like this? This is just meant to be done by other people. No, you are worthy. Believe that you deserve it. Become aware of what you're passionate about and be intentional. That's the most important thing, is be aware of what you're passionate about and be intentional about it. Be intentional about chasing it. Yep. Because at times I feel like you feel like you don't deserve success. Have you ever felt like that yet? Like you don't deserve success, or you feel like you have to have some things, or you have to do some things to reach a certain level of success. You feel that you are only validated by a certain amount of success. But funny thing is, our mind, there's a way our mind is constructed that what you believe you deserve is what you get. You know that? Like what you believe you deserve is what you get. If you dream big. If you believe you can get what, like if you dream the biggest, the wildest dreams and you're intentional about it, then that's what you did. That's what you deserve. So guide your focus, man. Stay focused, brothers. Guide your focus on the direction you want to go. Very important. Guide your focus on the direction you want to go. Give yourself permission right now. Give yourself permission because you are worthy. Give yourself permission to be worthy. Very important. Because what's the point of having dreams and then feeling like I'm not worthy of having, of attaining this amount of success? Give yourself permission. Know that you're, it starts from the mind. That's what they say. It always starts from the mind. So guide your focus in a powerful way. Focus on being deserving. If you focus on being deserving, you feel deserving. Give your permission to be worthy. You always get what you want. You always get that which is equal to your vibration. Exactly. Like I said, the mind is everything. Mindset is everything. So you always get that which is equal to your vibration. What you always get in life is a reflection of what you believe you deserve. Let me say that again. What you always get in life is a reflection of what you believe. Of what we believe it is. So it starts from the mind, man. Believe it. Like, guide your focus. Guide your focus in a powerful way. Guide your focus. Give yourself permission because you're worthy. Focus on being deserving. That's just what I came to tell you today. Believe you're worthy. Believe you're worthy. It all starts there. Like even me, I won't lie, I'm struggling with YouTube. I don't know. I'm posting vlogs. I don't know if struggling is the right word, but I feel like I'm stagnant. I'm moving slowly. And then I'm always constantly asking myself, do I even deserve to be on this platform? What am I doing on that platform? Do I deserve to be on this platform? Like, do people even like the content I'm posting? At times I feel like, I want to even get to like 1,000 subscribers and I'm like, do I even deserve that? Am I even worthy to be like those other vloggers? Like, I don't know. That's how I'm always feeling. Am I even worthy? Of all these things I want, I always feel that, but I am, actually. I am because I put in the work. I put in the work, bro. Like now, I've fought. Like Nikono Singizi, you guys. I don't know if you know. I am exhausted, literally. I think I haven't slept for the past 36 hours. I'm exhausted. My body is shutting down. So focus. Like give yourself permission. Like me today, I'm taking the lesson from what I'm saying today. I am worthy. I'm giving myself permission to believe that I deserve what I'm working for. I deserve it. Like Kwani Trimenami, are they supernatural? They're not supernatural beings. They're just human beings like me. And they started from somewhere. And they had a purpose and they chased it. They chased the dream. So that's the same thing I'm doing. What am I doing wrong? That's the same thing I'm doing. I show up, I put in the work. Then why shouldn't I deserve it? Why shouldn't I deserve to be successful? I actually do. So start believing that you're worthy of success. Guide your focus in a powerful way and just believe. Anyway, guys, I'm going to stop this episode here. And I hope you just learned something. Today, I just want you to learn to know that you are worthy. If no one has ever told you that, take it from me. You are worthy. You're worthy of success. You're worthy of the good things in life. You're worthy of living a luxurious life. You're worthy of living a happy life. You're worthy of living your dream life. You're worthy of living your best life. You're worthy of everything you want. You deserve it. So yeah, I'm gonna stop this episode here because my eyes are almost closing. But I'm happy I showed up. This is episode 77. You guys submit your unspoken stories. Submit. Maybe I'll just be on the next bus. I'm on the next flight manifesting. I'm worthy. Anyway, I'll be on the next on the road coming to you soon. So you better submit your story and you will be on the podcast. Anyway, I hope you enjoyed this episode. Remember to catch the Unspoken on the Road episode 1 coming this month. I need time to edit it, guys. I need time. It's a lot of work. So, but normal vlogs, I decided I'm not gonna mix the vlogs and Unspoken on the Road because those are two different things. So vlogs will continue as usual every week, but Unspoken on the Road is gonna be at least a month. Yeah, I guess. So this month, expect Unspoken on the Road episode 1 on YouTube, the series, I think by the end of this month. So subscribe to my YouTube if you haven't. Unspoken Podcast KE. And you guys, rate the podcast. If you like this podcast, rate it on Spotify. Rate it. And wherever you're watching it, rate it and like it and leave a comment. It really helps the podcast. And it really helps to put this content to those people who like this type of content. So hope you enjoy this episode and hope you're well. And I wish you a great week ahead as we begin a new week. And yeah, go up there and get all the success that you deserve. I'll see you on the next episode. Adios, muchachos.